Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about Daniel Norris's vision. I believe he was an evangelist with Steve Hill's ministry. And he just had an amazing vision, which I think is timely, Steve, for where we find ourselves, you know, in our nation's history. We are at a tipping point, if you will. We have an election that's coming up, and who's going to be the leader of our country. And I want to share with you what Daniel saw and what he heard when the Lord spoke to him during his abiding time. This is what he said he heard. He said, "Arise and awaken, church, for the future of your nation rests within your hands." Those were the words I heard in my spirit as I prayed this morning. At the same time, I saw a large brass balance scale, and I heard, "Can you not wait? Can you not wait out the truth and judge what is righteous? Let the remnant arise, for their voice is needed in this very hour." So he begins to write in this correspondence, and he says, "Our nation has entered into a pivotal election year." And he says, "Decisions made this year will tip the scales for decades to come, and the stakes are indeed really high." And he says that as he was praying, you know, for God's wisdom to discern what is true and to strengthen him to stand, you know, during this time, he began to meditate on what the Lord was telling him. And this is what he heard during his prayer time. And what he heard and what he saw, he said, "I saw two flags being waved over different sides of the scale." He saw the scale. One white, the other yellow. And there were two sets of believers split beneath each banner. So he's seeing a scale, seeing a one flag over one side of the scale and another flag over the other. And there were believers that were on different sides of the flag or under these flags. One set was angry and demanded retaliation, and the other was on their knees calling upon heaven. He says, "I knew both of these flags as I have seen them increasingly more as he traveled the nation," and they've been, you know, people have been having the flags on their homes and on their vehicles and on their cars. But he says, "Both embodied patriotism that harkens back to the early days of the revolution, yet they communicate two different messages," which is important. And the first one that he saw was what is known as the Liberty flag or as the Appeal to Heaven flag. You're probably seeing it right now. But this flag is the very first flag our nation ever flew. This is the flag that George Washington put over the small little fleet of ships that he had during the Revolution, because here they were, a ragtag army that General George Washington, you know, was commissioned to put together, and they were getting ready to fight the world superpower. They were no match for Great Britain, no match at all. And the only thing that they could do, and this phrase comes from John Locke, who was a, you know, great influencer during that time, this cry, this appeal to heaven, that's all they could do, is just cry out to God. And he begins to talk about how the other flag that was flown during this time had to do is known as the Gadsden flag. This is during the American Revolution. And this is a bright yellow flag, and it has at its center, we can share that, as it has at its center a coiled rattlesnake and the words "Don't Tread on Me" written across the bottom. In the years leading up to the Revolution, the rattlesnake had become a symbol of the American colonies. And Daniel writes that in 1775, Colonel Christopher Gadsden, chose to use his symbol on a flag to be the standard flagship for his fleet. And this message was clear: "Mess with us, and I will strike back with deadly force. And the Gadsden flag is a threat of retaliation."
Wow.
This is so important, because we find ourselves in a pivotal moment. And he continues to write that though both flags originate from the same point of history, Their appeal is in opposite direction. One of these flags has to do with us looking upward towards God and saying, "God, we need you to move in our nation." And the other side of this flag has to do with retaliation, not a dependency upon God, but a dependency upon ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so Daniel is encouraging the church and believers for us to look inwardly and for us to search our heart and for us to recognize the times in which we live in, that we're about to elect a presidential leader, the leader of our nation. Which way do we want to go? Which way do we want to stand? We want someone that represents the nation that would actually make an appeal to God, or one that's looking for retaliation? Because retaliation has to do with anger and saying that we can avenge ourselves, as opposed to God is the true avenger. He's the one that can do these things. And we did a recent, a segment for you, emphasizing that it's not about who we should vote for, but rather how we should vote. And we're going to make sure that that's available for you on The Torsion related to this segment. It's important that you kind of take that in again, because it's not about a person, but it's about a certain principle. It's about values. And we want to encourage you that when you go, listen, the primaries, it's so important to be involved in the primaries in your state, because the nominations are getting close. And you want to not vote party, person. You want to vote God's values. Take Jesus with you to the voting booth. Pray about these issues. Pray and stand behind the candidate that you think would most fall under the banner of appealing to heaven, as opposed to maybe something that's retaliatory in nature, because it's all rooted in self. Listen, this requires wisdom. This requires prayer. And we want to encourage you to do both. Seek the wisdom of God and pray. And we feel confident that God will speak to you and obey him. That's the big thing, because, God speaks.
But you got to respond.
We've got to listen to what he tells us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.